Definitely would be a thing of the past. Don't know the further between pillar and post, this is the problem. Nobody sitting down and getting engaged and talking to one another what has to go on. It's a charity run operation. There are a wealth of knowledge with the staff, with the staff of the pantomime. It's a voluntary run thing. The money is going to all the local clubs, schools, events, it's all through the place. It'll be a disgrace to lose it. And that wealth of knowledge is going to move on. You have the older members that there, the show wouldn't go on. Like it's important we keep this and get engaged to get this going again.
One of the problems here is that the council owns Angrin and Theatre on behalf of the people, and the council meets regularly with management, and effectively the council says to management, account for your financial stewardship of this building. They have got to charge money. So in a sense, the management, between a rock and a hard place, they have got to charge money in order to run the theatre, and if they don't, the council is going to be asking why.
Exactly right, that's exactly right. But the money's coming from taxpayers' money. The council owns the building, and the question's asked, is it the sake of the management to come on and say, we need this, we need to get the people engaged, get them coming in to the pantomime, get them in through the doors, get the pantomime going. The people's working in the pantomime are working for the theatre, and I suppose the wages are going on regardless anyway. But as a matter of urgency, we need this brought to a head. And you know, the only way forward is to sit down and engage and hopefully get them started, get them a free year and get them up and going and get the show on the road again.
And you're saying that it can't just be a matter of the council speaking to the theatre. The Pantomime Society itself has got to be involved in this.
Both parties have to be involved, and we have to meet in a neutral place. And I'm saying meet here in the public service office, sit down, talk, and engage with both parties and get this thing ironed out for once and for all.